The Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kofi Adams, said the judge's decision was not a bad one and said the NDC has made it clear to its communication team that the party will not support anyone who commits such an offence.
The justices of the Supreme Court sitting on this election petition, who thought that Sir John made a contemptuous statement, have tampered what we usually call justice with mercy by giving him a more of a fine and a suspended sentence to be of good behavior, failing which he will go in for a certain number of months. So I would say that it was okay. It wasn't a bad decision. They were willing to kind of possibly forgive and see if really the mitigating or the appeal that his counsel put out there was really truthful. They are going to monitor him over a certain period to see how he will speak. So what it means, therefore, is that for Sir John himself to be very careful what he says in the next 6 months, because there is a suspended sentence hanging on him. Our party has always been very careful as to how it speaks on matters. We've always been guided by the principle of truth and ability to prove when it comes to communication, our party programs and everything out there. And when it comes to the issue of the court, we have always advised our persons to be careful of making contemptuous statements, and that if you do any such thing, we will not come out there to really support you, because we believe in rule of law. So it's more of a learning process for us, and it's good for us as a party, because we have always been civil in our discussion, and most of the time our supporters get provoked that we've been quiet, we've been civil, and the people you are engaging with are descending into the gutter. Why wouldn't you? So if really what the judiciary have started can even be brought further to appear even in your programming, in your discussions, how you allow people even on your program, it will allow for some decency to prevail. And we are all out for it.
Kofi Adams is a Deputy NDC General Secretary.